This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Psalm 79 describes a dismal and gruesome scene. Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Babylonians. Listen to what one of the sons of Asaph wrote.
God, the nations have invaded your inheritance, desecrated your holy temple, and turned Jerusalem into ruins. They gave the corpses of your servants to the birds of the sky for food, the flesh of your faithful ones to the beasts of the earth. They poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them.
This happened to the people of Judah because they continually disobeyed God and turned to idolatry and immorality. But the good news is that God responded to their prayers of repentance. In the very same psalm we read, "Do not hold past iniquities against us. Let your compassion come to us quickly, for we've become very weak. God of our salvation, help us for the glory of your name. Rescue us and atone for our sins for your name's sake." Well, throughout the centuries, many professing Christians have turned away from God. But the good news is, God still hears sincere words of repentance. Jesus made this clear to the church in Laodicea as recorded in the book of Revelation. "As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be zealous and repent. See, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me." So as believers today, let's not forget this principle to live by. To experience continual forgiveness of sin and intimate fellowship with God, we must acknowledge our sins and then walk in God's will.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.